I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Jones and Keefe.
This feels like a how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb situation. Yes. Editors at NFL Films did something and then turned it around to their guys and this, that, and the other thing. It's like
it's a
lot of salary to pay for.
If somebody puts on a clock, I could create this in 5 minutes, but you can make $2,000 to do that.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for some more Bill Belichick drama, Keith?
Oh, I don't see why not. They got a big game tonight. You excited for the UNC Cal Berkeley 10:30 kickoff? We're about 12 hours away from Bill Belichick taking the field. A lot of people said he wouldn't take the field, Jones.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, they got a big game. Big tilt.
This dropped on the morning of Bill's game tonight. I haven't thought about that.
10:30 Eastern kickoff. On ESPN, so you can watch this game at home, have a couple pumpkin beers, might be what I'm thinking about, and there, here comes Bill Belichick on the screen.
Well, that was Bill Belichick and Jordan on the screen.
Right.
But kind of behind the scenes on his show Coach, which was an NFL Films production.
Yeah.
While Bill was out of coaching last year.
Remember when he hated the media for 20 years?
Yeah.
And then the second he stopped coaching, he took 8 media jobs? Remember that?
Well, apparently he's a media expert if you listen to some of this.
He and his beau.
Along with his muse, his name.
His lover.
So that is Jordan Hudson, straight up asking for $2,000, by the way. That was my favorite part of that little snippet there. She's like, well, if you let me do the graphics, will you pay me $2,000?
She even admitted, I have no experience in this, but I can do it. Like, yeah, you can do it? Okay.
She is my muse, my flame.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I would say, just FYI, and this is Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. We got a top five Friday for you, 10:45. We got the Friday four pack for you at 11:30. Week in review, 12:45. Keefe's keys to Patriots and Titans at 1 o'clock.
Let's go.
Mike and Wenu sometime in the 1 o'clock hour as well. So stay tuned for it. Bozo touchdown parlay. Our survivor picks, at least me and Keefe, since we're still in it. We'll do all that for you later on in the show. But I will tell you, none of this is revelatory. Like, if you've been following Bill and Jordan, you're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. But it is funny. And it does show how these two interact and how sick of the people around them are of it. Like, the people around them,
a year ago, are
just so over it.
Well, so last week the story came out, and I know Bill Belichick and UNC had to come out and be like, no, we're committed to each other and this is going to work. But one of the lines in there was they're working on an exit if Bill can find another coaching job or a media job. And we both were like, he's not going to find another coaching job. And then after all of this, my take would be, I don't even think he finds a media job.
Well, he's not. Maybe some of the same media people aren't going to be itching to work with him.
But I think a lot. So, coach, I think, you know, schools are probably looking at it like, oh, my God, North Carolina regrets it. The NFL has already moved on. The NFL is not going back there again. I think there are so many different media jobs, thankfully, and there are opportunities, and there are a lot of guys that had hired him before. But after listening to this, they've probably heard the stories anyway. Right, even before Pablo Torre got this audio and this video, but they're probably thinking the same thing, like, why would we bring this guy in? Just so Jordan can come in here and, like, boss us around? Like, why would we do that? What's the upside there?
And she is just ready to boss people around. So, again, they are mic'd up. This is not the same as the CBS News interview where she was off mic and situated on the side. Just know, they're all at a table, like they're all at a desk, rather, where Bill is on this show Coach with NFL Films, and he's standing there talking to, I'd imagine, a producer of some sort. And she is physically right there with them on set at the desk, pointing out how they should be doing their jobs effectively.
That's right.
And critiquing the graphics. So let's hear some of this again from Pablo Torre Finds Out. Just a Pulitzer level work here from Pablo Torre. But here is how that exchange sounded while they were mic'd up, getting ready to film a segment for the show Coach.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, yeah. It's
100%. 100%.
Yep. That applies to
all. Well, no, but we just said that the Cowboys offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, disgusting.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
No.
Like a deviated septum? What is that? That sounds awful. Like the old, I mean, we all make noises now that we didn't make, you know, when we were younger, but like, good Lord.
I thought he just did that to the media. I didn't realize he was just doing that anytime he's just sitting around. Yeah, he's just.
So that actually, that makes you feel a little bit better.
It does.
He wasn't doing that at us.
It wasn't so disrespectful.
He can't stop it.
He literally can't prevent it. It might be the deviated septum.
He's going to get that baby looked at.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, you get that fixed. No problem.
So she's just in there being like, why doesn't the graphic say this? That's redundant.
Oh, my God.
Why could we do it that way instead? Which, again, just... Oh, no, she's just there. She's not inserting herself in anything.
I think people didn't want to believe this part. They were like, all right, this is his young girlfriend. She wants to sort of manage, like, the brand of Bill Belichick. So you meet that with kind of an eye roll, but you're like, whatever. Like, obviously, she's going to be more, like, social media savvy than he is. So, like, if you even told me that, like, she's going to run, like, his Twitter and Instagram, which he was never on, and, in fact, he always made fun of people for being on it, and now he is on both, whatever. He's got a recruit at North Carolina, fine. But now you have her literally telling him how to talk about football? That's wild. Like, that is wild. Because the one thing, whether you think Bill can still coach or not, one thing he should be good at is looking at tape, looking at film, and telling us what the players are doing. Right? Like, that's one thing that you're like, that's useful.
One would think.
Bill Belichick doing NFL films, that might be a really good use of his time. And there's probably a group of people out there that find that very interesting. And then you have this girl coming in and being like, well, do we have to say that? That's redundant. What are we doing? Then she gets in this whole thing about the graphics, which we'll talk about. But like, she's telling Bill Belichick how to talk about football.
Well, there's that. I mean, she's just like pulling his puppet strings.
Yes.
On life.
And he's like 100%. And then you get Matt Patricia being like, oh my God. And I'm telling you, we clowned Matt Patricia for a long time, and it really wasn't his fault. He never should have taken that job. I think that was Andy Hart's point all along. He actually should have rejected the offensive coordinator job. But we were mad at him to a point. Then we turned and we're like, Bill never should have put him in that spot. Matt Patricia's the smartest guy in the last couple of years because he was right there firsthand with Bill and Jordan and watching Jordan overtake Bill Belichick's life. And did Matt Patricia go to North Carolina?
No. Nope.
Hell no. He went to Ohio State.
Now, one of the things, and I read this, I've not listened to the full interview, full podcast came out this morning, but apparently one of the things that Torre highlights separately from some of the stuff we're playing for you at NFL Films is the friction between Lombardi, Jordan, and Patricia. And that tells you part of why Patricia took the job at Ohio State.
What he's a trio, like, by the way.
I don't want to work with these guys.
I mean, out of those three, he's clearly the smartest guy. Not even close.
And he's doing a pretty good job at Ohio State top of it. Like, credit to him for that. If you leave him on defense and you give him some talent, he's okay over there.
But you know what's funny?
Don't let him be a head coach and don't let him run offense, but you give him a defense with talent, he's pretty good at it.
A year ago, I would have said Lombardi and Patricia neck and neck for two guys that would never turn on Bill, would never say a bad word about it, and would defend every single move, right? They would defend Malcolm Butler. They'd defend not bringing back Tom Brady. They'd defend hiring Judge and Patricia. Like, those guys would defend everything. And then I wonder if even like this Jordan stuff comes in and Lombardi's like, well, it's not that bad. It's just his girlfriend. And Patricia's like, are you serious,
are
dude?
You kidding
are you
me?
Watching any of this?
Get her out of here.
Right.
Okay, more on that. So they're still talking about graphics. They're just going on and on about graphics.
Because that's why you watch that coach show.
Yes.
You need to see these graphics.
The graphics.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
She wants like playbook style graphics and things like this. And her experience, Keith, she's going to harp on her experience, which is minimal.
It's not a lot.
But she did build Bill Belichick's website, which have you seen Bill
Belichick's
website?
I'm looking at it right
now.
Okay,
great. I want you
to, I have a lot to talk about.
Put a pin in that.
Okay.
Observe Bill Belichick's website.
I'm looking at it.
Tori highlighted this, and then listen to her bragging about how she built Bill's website, and that is her expertise.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. You take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, real graphic experience.
Nope.
And he's a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well,
and
we don't like that.
Adjusting the
info.
Yep.
Right.
Sure.
So couldn't we, it's elementary, do something.
So BillBelichick.com.
Okay.
If you have not been there, I suggest you visit.
Oh, go right now. Because they're already fixing, they've already fixed a typo that Pablo Torre pointed out earlier today.
But not completely.
Oh, they haven't. Okay.
So if you go to the top of the tab, so the website itself is BillBelichick.com.
Yep.
And then if you have multiple tabs up, you know how you can see what is written there? So if you look at the top of the tab, it says Bill Belichick with 2Ks. .com.
Oh, at the top of the tab, they didn't fix it.
They didn't fix that yet. Bill Belichick with 2Ks. So they didn't spell the coach's name properly.
What a pro. This is her.
Is this because that website's already taken?
Maybe. So they're like, here's the workaround. No, you got to go underscore.
Bill underscore Belichick.
You got to go underscore. Even his Twitter handle is something stupid. Isn't it Belichick B or whatever? It's
probably
not even right. So the website is honestly incredible. It looks like, not even being facetious, it looks like maybe a middle school project, probably less.
Did she build this in GeoCities? I think this is where this website was designed.
If you scroll down, all it is.
Is this just GIFs?
It's GIFs. Just GIFs.
It's GIFs of Bill Belichick that you can find on just the internet. If you Bing image Bill Belichick or go Bill Belichick GIFs, she just basically put them all up there.
Scroll down. This is what she wants it to look like. This is what she's lecturing producers at NFL Films that it should look like this. Keith, if you go into Twitter and you plug in a GIF,
GIFs of Tommy Kern and Phil Perry.
There's also a ton of Tom Brady GIFs.
I bet all these just pop up. If you go into Twitter and just want to plug in a GIF, all of these are right there.
If
that's
you
all
type in Bill, it's basically that page on there.
Spell his name right, unlike Jordan.
Correct.
But if you do that, all of these will just pop up, and this is the Belichick website.
So then the top here, it says the official website of Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And then when you scroll down, that doesn't move, so the words are in front
everything.
Of the GIF, so it covers the whole thing up. Also, can we do this?
Have you scrolled all the way down? Because there's a GIF of Eli Manning and one of Tom Brady's combine photo turning into KFC from Barstool.
Oh, nice.
And then there's also a button that says continue watching on Giphy.
Yeah,
so it just redirects you to the GIF.
So it's basically a website you would go to get GIFs at.
Correct.
Yeah, that's also called Google or Bing.
Or Giphy.
Correct.
I mean, the place to go get GIFs is Giphy.
All right, I don't know how this is going to go, but if Billy or Nick could do this, if you go to Bill Belichick's website, click on speaking engagements.
Right.
And then submit an inquiry, and we should see if we can get him on.
Oh, great idea.
So just fill that out.
Well, he's probably booked in Saudi Arabia in short order, but yeah, we could do that.
So just do that. First name, last name, date of events, company name, phone, email, message, and then we just submit an inquiry.
I imagine there's a fee, Ken. So I don't know if we're – let's
see if we get a email response from Jordan.
And then let's negotiate the fee.
I assume she's the only one that has access to these emails.
Sure.
There's also a UNC contact. And that says, please utilize this form for UNC football-related inquiries. So that's good. There's an about with Bill Belichick. It says William Stephen Belichick. Nice little photo of him with all his rings.
Yeah. The texts are coming in on the website.
The website is truly amazing. As somebody who dabbled in blogspot.com in the early 2000s, this is this on par with that.
That is a good brag.
Is this Bill's
MySpace page? Holy crap, it's the worst website I've ever seen.
No, seriously.
Guys, I built a more complex site on day one of computing my freshman year of college.
I guarantee you did.
Sick
She submitted this for a class.
Yeah, this honestly must have been her class.
JavaScript class or whatever the hell it
is. If you submitted this in a college class, you would probably pass, but not by much.
She's like, I know how to embed GIFs.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, Brian's pulled it up on our Twitch.
B minus.
That's literally the website.
That's Bill's website. And she's like, guys, please, go to Bill's website. It's really easy. Look at what I did. That is really easy.
A GIF of Arthur Blank on the Super Bowl down on the sideline. These are great. Although I don't, there's also one of like Tom Brady throwing his helmet down.
I just see an Edelman one pumping his fist. What's that?
I don't know why there's so many Brady and Edelman ones. I guess they ran out of Bill ones.
Yeah,
I, but they wanted like we need to be. Like,
I don't
scroll
think she
down.
Did a lot of proof checking on this.
Yeah,
proofreading rather.
Yeah,
I think she did a lot of just plugged in the name Bill Belichick and whatever pops up from Giphy pops
she
up.
She needs a refund from GoDaddy.
Yeah, maybe, maybe.
It's better than I ever could have imagined.
It's so good.
It's just gifts.
Meanwhile,
you don't even own
is
these.
Is that Colt McCoy?
Meanwhile, was it? A, yes. That
oh yeah,
be,
it is.
Yeah, ripping his helmet off for the Redskins. I'm sorry, that was the team at the time.
Odd,
but yeah. So, who is she lecturing there? Is that Patricia standing there? He's lost so much weight; he doesn't even look like himself anymore.
So she's talking to Patricia, but I think she's really talking at the people.
But who's
at
the
NFL
guy
Films?
Standing there? Who's just like?
Oh, I think that's like a producer, isn't it? Yeah.
He's like, I can't.
When she's going on about her website, maybe this is why, he's just like, he is standing there
yeah.
with his head literally down, like, oh my God, stop yeah. talking.
She's like, I got
stop
this.
Talking. Guys, I can't anymore.
Guys, I did his website in 3 minutes. It's like, really?
Yeah, I can tell.
It's 2.5 too long. Yeah. Like, we saw it.
Okay, we were going to be done with this here, but there's more we got to play. There's a nice hot mic moment where they're just ripping all of their coworkers on mic, Jinx style, in front of them.
It is Jinx style.
It's just like the Jinx.
You realize you're doing a show. Like you're like this isn't like hidden camera.
The microphone
you're
is wearing on.
It. You put it on yourself, probably.
And they're ripping all of their coworkers.
Everybody else sucks.
Yeah. So let's get to that coming up with Bill. Just more drama with him. And great work by Pablo Torre out there. We'll do it coming up right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Last game was 28-3 after the first quarter. People clearing out after halftime. Statistically, UNC has gone from a perennial bowl contender to statistically one of the worst teams in college football right now. And people in this building are upset. Fans are upset. The people that brought you here stuck their necks out to bring you here. I mean, can you acknowledge, you're telling me that you believe this process is working?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a learning curve. We're all in it together. But we're making a lot of progress and the process will eventually produce the results that we want to produce like they have everywhere else I've been. So I'm very confident in that. Players are working hard. They're getting better. And we're going to continue to do that and improve.
Still one of the best questions I've ever heard asked to Bill Belichick in my life. Pat Welter, I think his name is, from WRIL.
All right.
Bill, you're telling me this is all working out? That's what you're telling me?
Everywhere I've been, it's worked out pretty good.
Everywhere I've been.
Everywhere. It's worked out. Kicked ass in Cleveland.
Cleveland, the beginning and end in New England without Brady in the middle. I mean, that was great. Yeah. UNC is off to a hot start.
Uh-huh. Those six rings taste, though.
Honestly, it doesn't sound like TV went all that well for him either.
Now
that we're hearing some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, which to me,
yeah,
the question about how Pablo Torre got this footage is spectacular. And the answer, I think, I don't know, but I would think the answer is because people hated working with Jordan for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're working with Bill, you're working with Jordan. And so, okay, Bill's on the hot seat at Cal and it sounds like he's staying. You know what? F him. This is what's going on with him and Jordan.
Yeah.
Let's leak this footage to Pablo Torre. And
well, how does any of that stuff get out? I mean, like the Bill O'Reilly stuff, the Rush Limbaugh stuff or whatever, like all the like the hot mics that have been Tom Brenneman, like all those ones that come out, right? I mean, some are more offensive than others, but I'm saying like a producer easily could have been like, I'll delete that or I won't, you know, if somebody asks, I won't give that. But you're like, oh, that guy was an a-hole to work for. So fine.
This is the thing. I don't pretend any of this footage from Pablo Torre today is revelatory. It's funny.
I think it's more like confirming because everything has been already said. Like she's running everything and people are like, well, what does that even really mean? It's like, well, here's a specific example of her trying to interfere in the coach show.
And even the way they try to, spin the CBS News interview, it's like, oh, well, she was just sitting there minding her own business. Next thing you know, like they were just like filming her and that's really, that's out of bounds and it wasn't agreed to and shame on them. And it's like, well, no, she's inserting herself into everything. So it's confirming.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's interesting.
I said it was interesting.
But I wouldn't consider it revelatory because I think we probably already assumed a lot of this was going on. But anyway, this is not offensive. You just said it, Keith. This isn't a slur. This isn't even cursing hardly. I mean, there's a couple of curse words in here, but it's nothing offensive. It's just they're such a-holes. Like, this is them on...
Where the curses are edited in the podcast.
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't listen to it. I just cut it.
Yes, I believe so.
We're about to find out.
We are about to find out. I'm 99.9% sure, but if we're wrong, put that one on me, Nick. They're such a-holes. They're on mic talking about their coworkers and producers, which you know who's on the other side of the mic, Keith, listening. The producers and the people behind the scenes.
Yeah.
They can overhear everything. And here's how their conversation goes and what I guess they assume is a private moment.
They're mic'd up for a show.
Well, they're mic'd up with cameras in their face on a television set at NFL Films. Here we go.
Oh, that looks great.
So gross.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
Okay.
Thanks, Tony.
Like ASMR. All
right.
Damn, we should have Tony built the set.
No kidding.
You should send him one of those texts, like even when I'm working, even when I'm with somebody else, I'm thinking of you. I was thinking of you the whole time.
Okay, time out. Just real quick. I'm sorry to jump in. So she's telling him what to text other people.
Correct.
He goes, he doesn't really respond, and she circles back.
Yeah, she's like, write that in. write that to him.
I don't think you heard me, Bill.
No, write that in. You're not writing that in.
I told you to write
this. I can take it from here. I'll fill in the rest.
I said text it.
Yeah.
She like doubled down on it. I don't even know who she wants to text. I understand the reference. But okay, so she's telling Bill
what to text. Is it a leap to think she might have him change his will? Can we go that far? Is it a leap to suggest that?
No, in fact, no. I would assume.
Probably already done.
Steve, Brian, Amanda are probably pretty worried about that.
I would say.
I think they have been worried about that. Okay, let's keep going, though. I'm sorry.
You want to sound like we should get Tony in here.
You're very much.
He would make this place better than what it is, I'll tell you that.
On like a really serious note, and some of the things that we want to have mounted and whatnot, I mean, there's some things that fall through the cracks, but for the most part, everything is actually really well done. That you don't have to give Tony every single little detail
for
him to figure it out.
That's right.
I don't know how they have four full-time graphics people.
Thank you. That's not really Joe's thing.
Joe doesn't really do
that. I'm just talking about some of these Joe's thing. Like, could we teach him to do it? Yeah, but then he becomes a graphics guy and meets somebody who did that for us.
Yeah,
and we have to figure out who's available to do
Joe
that.
Stinks.
You know, like,
who knows how to arrange the stats? Because I have a graphics person.
Oh,
who helped me with the website?
We need a football.
Who helped you with the website?
I think they're using all of the underdog people.
Who helped you with this website?
We
had help with the website.
Aside from what they do on all the other shows, which honestly, frankly, really isn't that good.
Not
the same thing that we had, like the final thing with was like white letters on a black background. I was like, we're not doing that. Like, make it leather. Like, make it something.
Leather? So she's leather. Like, that, so a minute ago, she
you're
told
with,
everybody.
You're with me, leather. That was a Berman reference.
It was a Berman reference. Yeah. Also a hot mic. Yeah. So she said earlier to the group of people, like, I made Bill's website in 3 minutes. Now when she's whispering to Bill, she's like, I have a graphics guy. And I had someone help me with the website. I'm like, who helped you with this website? I think I know who it was. It's like a little paperclip that shows up on the screen on Microsoft Word. That's who helped you with this thing. It is a disaster. That whoever helped you with this website does not want to be associated with it.
Brian, can you put on Twitch? Let's put the website back up there again.
The website's incredible.
She has mentioned the website so many times. It's worth putting back up there. Again, Bill's name is not spelled properly on
right.
it. In the tab.
She's trying to get people who work for NFL Films and do the graphics department out of there. She's like, why are there 4 people that do this job? It's like, why? Are you paying them?
I'll do it for $2,000.
Yeah, you're right.
Pay me $2,000.
He's like, okay, here you go. He just keeps handing her money out of his pocket.
Unreal.
Yeah, that is, that's tough. That's a tough scene. I can't imagine anybody is going to hear all that and be like, yeah, this is who we want to work
with. He's fine. He's in control. And let's
request has been made.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh,
all right.
We have to wait 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days.
Well, they're in Cal tonight, so that's fine. Yeah. I don't expect an answer immediately.
So between Wednesday and Friday of next week,
we'll update it next week.
We'll hear something, hopefully, from Bill's
people. Just ask if he wanted to come on for an interview.
Okay.
Just talk about...
We'll talk about the website if she wants.
I would love to talk about the website.
I would love to get to the bottom of the website, quite frankly.
Was it spelling Bill Belichick's name the most difficult part, or where did you... What was the challenge?
How did you decide the order of gifts that you were going to post?
Why are there a random Portnoy, Edelman, Tom Brady, right. and Buccaneers
Colt
uniforms?
Colt McCoy
also, as a Redskin, I'm sorry.
You don't own any of these images either.
I wouldn't
like
think.
If somebody really was it. They could be like,
"Do you think
right.
it's just like a link to the Giphy page for the Patriots?"
Well, it literally says "continue to Giphy," so I think it probably is. All she did to build Bill's website was just link it to
embed
Giphy.
And
she is lecturing people about.
She's like, "There are 4 graphic people." She's like, "I know a graphic.
I could do this.
Who
I could do
her
this so easily.
Person?
I would love to know. I'd love to talk to that person.
That guy probably just fooled her. He probably got $2,000 to do this." And she's like, okay, great.
Okay.
It makes no sense.
All I know is Pablo Torre, keep it up. This is great. And whoever, anybody who wants to feed Pablo Torre more info, whether it's ring cam footage, whether it's people who work with him behind the scenes
TV. I don't think Pablo Torre's done.
Keep feeding that guy. Keep feeding him. Zeke Elliott style with the cereal bowl. Like, keep feeding him.
We thought the bigger story going into today was just going to be the whole Mike Lombardi thing and he was in Saudi Arabia because that came out at the end of the show yesterday. And I'm like, all right, that's an update to the North Carolina stuff. And then it's like, oh, no, here's this.
No, blood money for their NIL we thought was going to be a big story. No. Turns out.
We got to convince the Saudis to give us $2 million for Gio Lopez, who's the worst quarterback in college.
Maybe the Saudis could give him some money for a new website.
That'd be good.
Let's get some Saudi
filter
money.
Filter back into the website.
Fix the website. Let's do that. 617-779-7937. We will get to the Patriots and Titans, I promise. Yeah. We'll get to Thursday Night Football last night. Steelers, frauds. So we can do that coming up. Plus, we have a Friday 4-pack. Week in review. We have
keys
to Pats and Titans at 1 o'clock. Mike and Wenu on the show. Survivor pool, Bozo touchdown parlay, all that good stuff. But it is, Keith, a top 5 Friday.
Yeah, we got a good one today.
And with the Boston Celtics media game, the Celtics coaches beatdown that they put on the Celtics media members.
Yeah, it didn't go great.
We thought it would be a good day to come up with the top 5 athletes in the Boston media.
That's right.
So let's rank them on a top 5 Friday with all your thoughts next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We will rank the top 5 athletes in the Boston media coming up.
Ooh.
In just a moment.
It's a, what a list.
It's quite a list.
Yeah.
Real quick, I got quite excited at a text we got, Keith. Guys, what is Bill's website? I went to one and it's just blank. I'm like, oh my God, did she take it down?
No, it's still there.
Did she get so embarrassed by spelling Bill's name wrong and just the endless stream of gifts that she took it down? No, it's still there. It's Bill Belichick.
Well, eventually. They're in California right now, so it's only 7:30. They might not know that everybody's talking about their website and her appearance on Coach. So maybe we're not there yet. But yeah, no, it's just BillBelichick.com, and you can, if you want to look for GIFs, you're like, I haven't seen GIFs of Bill in a while, you can go to BillBelichick.com.
I mean, you could go to Giphy.
You could
just go to, like, Twitter and search for a GIF or just search it on the internet.
Bing, or Google.
But if you want them all in one place, which you can find a lot of other places, go to BillBelichick.com.
And they're right there on the front page. Just keep scrolling. You scroll for days. Now it turns into GIFs of Julian Edelman and Tom Brady, but whatever. You get the theme.
Let me ask Nick. Nick, you've seen both of our top five lists?
I have.
Does the order matter, or does it not matter?
I don't know if it matters.
You don't think it matters?
Okay.
All right. Do you want to go first or second, Keith?
I'll go first.
You'll take it first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right. I like to give you the option. Yeah.
All right. Athletes in Boston media. Number five for me is Lou Maloney.
Oh, nice.
WEEI and Nesson, former ball player, hit a home run off of Randy Johnson. Had this list been 10 years earlier, maybe he's a little bit higher on the list, but I think he's still one of the five best athletes in Boston media.
Number four.
Jones, if you don't support yourself, no one will support you. I'm going with me at number four.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to do it. Now, this may also speak to the crop.
Give us the accolades.
Okay. Three varsity sports in high school.
Yep.
Sick brag, bro.
Starter for the baseball team 3 years. Two-time all-conference football player. Two-time all-conference basketball player.
Yep. I've actually never heard these accolades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're actually pretty impressive.
Bad college football player.
Who's above Keith in this list?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Where do you see it? Okay. Where do you see this list?
All right, good.
Yeah, I mean, I could go on for days.
Coming in at number third,
Ted Johnson.
Oh, Ted.
Ted Johnson, nice. Great linebacker in his day. Also a lot faster than you would think. And still in tremendous shape.
You got his 40 time?
I do. He ran, so he was a second round pick. His 40 time? Do you want to guess what it was?
Well, I'm afraid he might beat me up if I guess. His 40 time, let's go 4.6.
4.84.
Okay.
He's a hoss.
You hear that, Ted?
Hoss of the week.
4.84. I said
4.6. Vertical jump over 31 inches for a big fella, big old school middle linebacker.
Maybe Ted should be called the cheetah.
He could be. That'd be a good race. Jones versus Ted?
I think I got him.
I don't know. Ted's still in shape. That's why he's number three. That's why he's ahead of me. Okay. I'm no longer in
shape. I haven't heard the top two yet.
All right, he's number three. Yeah.
Number two.
Jermaine Wiggins. This was controversial. Jermaine or Ted, I sided with the offensive player and a guy who was a two-time Pro Bowl snub. He was a two-time Pro Bowl snub. Should have been on there. I think Algie Crumpler got him 1 year, and maybe he was a Bubba Franks. Might have cost him a spot on there.
Just fact checking.
Wiggy should have been a Pro Bowler twice in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm just
clear as day.
I'm just fact checking something. I thought maybe Ted did make a Pro Bowl. I was going to say you're taking a Pro Bowler over or a Pro Bowl snub over a Pro Bowler. No, Ted did not make a Pro Bowl.
No, he didn't.
Okay,
I was wrong. Both great players, both Super Bowl champions.
Number one.
Nope, not yet. Hold on. I have one more thing to say about Wiggy, which is wildly impressive. He can play basketball and hockey.
Yep.
That is something that does not cross over.
Nope.
Like, there are kids who are really good at hockey, can't shoot a basketball. There are guys that are good at basketball, can't skate. That's usually like how
it
goes.
Because it's winter sports. You're one or the other.
Pick one or the other.
Yeah.
He was able to somehow do both and be an all-city catcher, which he references often on the show.
Usually to like Craig Breslin.
Yeah, he's brought that up a lot.
Usually right to the chief baseball officer of the Red Sox.
So Wiggy was basically like A.C. Slater. He was like a five-sport athlete somehow. And so that's why Wiggy's number two.
Yeah.
Number one.
Kayla Burton is a D1 basketball player who is still closer to her prime than everybody else on this list.
Mm.
So that's why it's a combination of past accolades plus present athletic ability. That's how I made my list. So I have Kayla from NBC Sports Boston, number one.
Okay, let's count it down. Lou Maloney, number five.
Yep.
At number four, Rich Keefe.
That's right.
Number three, Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Number two, Jermaine Wiggins. And number one, Kayla Burton.
Yep.
Who was in that Celtics media game.
Yeah. I don't know how that went.
It wasn't the best. You let us know if we're missing anybody. Yeah. Please text those in, 617-779-7937 at Jones and Keefe. All right, let's count mine down.
Number
five.
What'd you say, Keefe, when you put yourself on the list?
If you don't believe in yourself, nobody will believe in you.
Coming in at number five, that would be Jones.
The cheetah!
Now, look, I'm pretty fast. I can't, in good conscience, put myself any higher on this list.
What are your accolades? How many varsity sports in high school?
Ooh, how many? Two?
Two? Okay, let's...
Track for a couple of years? Basketball?
Track?
Yeah, that's a varsity sport.
Sprint speed?
At least you didn't have to run and read.
What did you run?
Distance runner.
Distance runner?
Yeah.
This is tough on athletes.
Yeah, the hallway ate him up.
Eight in the 15. I tried to run the four.
This is athletes.
Yeah.
Not endurance runners.
Basketball captain?
Basketball captain. Oh, same.
Somehow from the bench. I didn't do a
six-man captain?
Good vibes. I was a vibes guy.
Vibes guy. That's important.
I think the one award I got, I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was the equivalent of like the Try Hard Award.
Oh,
but I got that.
Teammate of the year.
But most improved?
I can in good conscience. No, it definitely wasn't even most improved. It was just like...
a step below
It was literally like, we like you.
The Lady Bing?
You tried hard for 4 years.
All right.
But I can in good conscience put myself any high. I couldn't even run up and down the hallway without being out
of
breath.
That's true. But you're five?
Yeah, I'm
number five.
Okay. All right, next.
Number
four.
Terp. Now, look,
Terp? He also played in that media game.
I saw the media game, but he was in that media game. He was giving the coaches hell out there. He's a 3-and-D specialist.
Yeah.
Self-acclaimed.
Yep.
Proclaimed.
I know a guy who coached him in high school. How do you like that for small world? Football. Wow. He coached Terp in high school football.
How about that?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Sick brag, bro.
I know a guy who played against friends of his from high school, and they started talking smack about his girlfriend. And he said, not today, boys. Not on my watch.
That wasn't him.
Okay, so Terp is number four. Okay.
Coming in at number third.
Now, I don't know a ton about this man's athletic profile, but I have heard him say he did play football. Nick is number three. Pop Warner. Yeah, Pop Warner for 1 year. Do you hear the accolade?
1 year of Pop Warner?
Yeah, look, he's pretty tall.
He is pretty tall.
Strength to power is how I imagine it going with Nick.
Number three?
On the field and in the bedroom. So I have Nick at number three. Yeah, it's my list, Keith.
Okay, no, I understand. I was just clarifying for the listener.
All right, moving on up. Next one.
Number
two.
Billy. Now, we've had Billy in our combine do exceptionally well. He won the combine.
It doesn't have to be our show.
Yeah.
He could go outside of
I
our
understand
show.
The parameters.
Okay,
Keith.
I got it.
Billy's number two.
No, Billy was killing us in the combine.
He won our combine. I know. Well, so, but it would be hard for me in good conscience to not put this man number one.
Number
one.
Rich Keefe. I mean, you heard the accolades.
Thank you very much.
So, Keefe, you have yourself four.
Yep.
I have you number one.
I'm nothing if not humble.
Top athletes. Top athletes in Boston media. Jones, yeah. Terp, Nick, Billy, Keefe.
I thought about putting the cheetah on there. I ended up going with Lou, though. The home run off of Randy Johnson convinced me to go
that
with Lou.
That broke the tie.
You were a tough honorable mention.
You hadn't heard all of my high school accolades. That's
no, why. I hadn't. I didn't know about the long distance track.
You didn't know I ran the 800.
I did not know
in
that.
High school. You didn't know that.
See, we're learning stuff about each other
that's
here today.
Good. So that's a top five Friday here on Jones and Keefe. You can discuss how many varsity sports did Belichick play while we're at it. I don't think too many.
Lacrosse?
Yeah, it wasn't many. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. And let's get to the Patriots. Any chance they possibly lose this game on Sunday? And where do they fit into the AFC now that those fraud Pittsburgh Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals last night? We'll do it next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.